Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Interesting one. The Houston Texans also banged up. Niners banged up. Both teams have some holes they're trying to figure out. And there's the connection of Niners former defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the other team. So there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on here. And it was early in the week, in fact, early in the year, when I saw this one on the calendar, I'm like, make sure when we're about to get ready for that game, we get my guy John McClain on the air. He has been covering the NFL. This is year number 49. He did it for years, the Houston Chronicle. He's done it nationally, locally, everything. He's fun. He's tapped in like no other. How have you been? River Island's guest line. How have you been, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing great. Mark, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. I want to know, the 49ers have lost all their good pass rushers, but the Texans don't block anyone. So who wins that matchup?
Well, you could put Fred Warner and you could put Nick Bosa out there on one leg, and they could beat these Texans pass protectors because they are awful. They changed every position as a new starter this year. The only one who is back from last year in the starting lineup is Titus Howard, the senior member who moved from left guard to right tackle, even though he's a better guard. And they lured us. I'm embarrassed that I fell for this. But they beat the Titans and the Ravens back-to-back and outscored them 70-10. And I thought in that Ravens game, I knew their defense was terrible and they lost a lot of players. But it was in Baltimore where they'd never played. And C.J. Stroud looked like he did when he was a rookie. He got protected. They ran the ball well. And then I think back, my God, the Ravens defense was even worse than I thought, because in that game against Seattle – on Monday night, their offense was terrible. They can't throw. Stroud has regressed because in that game, he was pressured 17 times. He was sacked 3 times, including taking an 18-yard sack on the 1-inch line, which was inexcusable. So I don't care who Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh put out there on defense, they will get after Stroud, because it's almost like it's Swiss cheese. It's just they're getting more criticism here. Not more than when Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby were running the show. That was bad. But people had higher expectations. And that, coming off the bye week, playing at Seattle with 3 games in a row at home against the Niners, Broncos, and Jaguars, and then going to Tennessee. They beat 26-0. This would have been a time to make the move, but as it is, they look like they had not been coached. DeMeco has never received any criticism going back to when he was a great player here and with the Eagles. Of course, the 49ers were good when he was there, and he'd done a great job here for 2 years. And right now, he hired Nick Caley as his new coordinator from the Rams, and we all thought Caley was going to do a great job, and maybe he'll turn into the greatest in history, but right now, he is doing a terrible job.
How much pressure is on the GM, John, Nick Caserio? And I'm looking at some of the draft picks, a lot of offensive line draft picks, and not a lot of them can even crack the lineup.
It just blows me away, Dan, because Nick has done a tremendous job here rebuilding this team from scratch. And it was awful when he got here and the McNair family told him, they gave him final say on personnel, told him to tear it down. He did a great job getting three number one picks for Deshaun Watson from the Browns, probably second worst trade in NFL history, took good players. But all his best players he's drafted have been on defense, and except for Nico Collins, and he's out injured, their best receiver. And he's got, counting this year, he's got 4 years left on his contract. He's not going to get fired. There's two things they need to tell, the McNair family needs to tell Nick Caserio to do, and they don't interfere. They want to know what's going on, but they let, he makes the decisions, and they give him money to make the moves he wants. Number one, they should tell him, you are fired if you ever hire anybody who worked for the Patriots as a player, a scout, an executive, anybody that changed planes at Logan Airport. They should not be able to come here or you're fired. The second one, if you think about bringing in somebody that coached at your college, John Terrell University in Cleveland, you're fired. They got four members on their staff, including Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, who went to his school, John Carroll. I'd never even heard of John Carroll till he got here. And both of those things, to me, would be fireable offenses. DeMeco Ryans went to Alabama. They should be having Alabama coaches on their staff, not John Carroll University. So those are fireable offenses. And the other thing is, when it comes to drafting an offensive lineman, he should be locked in a closet. And I don't care who else does it. They couldn't do any worse. He drafted in the first round a tackle 3 years ago from A&M, Kenyon Green. He's on Baltimore's practice squad, biggest bust in franchise history. A second-round guard, Juice Scruggs, he rotated Monday night at left guard, which was preposterous to rotate left guards, but even neither one of them could play, so it didn't matter. And then he last year drafted Notre Dame tackle Blake Fisher. You hear his name called when they want to go to a heavy lineup, but they still can't block anybody. And now his rookie left tackle, Ariante Ursary, has got some talent, and he has shown he can do a good job unless he's going against a great defensive end, and he gets embarrassed, and so do they, because they don't give him help. That cost him a game against Jacksonville when they could have won. They put him on an island against Hines Allen, and he tipped the ball, intercepted, game over. So they've done a poor job drafting linemen, and they've done a poor job coaching linemen.
John McClain is with us from Houston, where the Niners are heading. He's been covering the NFL for almost five decades. So, John, we take in everything that you've said, and I ask you this. Why are the Texans favored this weekend?
I've asked that same question. I told my wife, we never bet. We don't bet. Well, I take that back. We go to Vegas for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament every year, and she throws $20 bills around like they're, you know, pennies. And so that's the only time we ever bet. But I told her, if we were betting, I would take, go write a check, 10 grand, whatever. I cannot imagine that the Niners at 5-2 and Kyle Shanahan doing a great coaching job would come in here and lose to this team with this offense. Now, the Texans got a good defense. You know, if they shut down Mac Jones, it won't surprise me at all. If they shut down Christian McCaffrey, it won't shock me. They scored a touchdown Monday night, same number of touchdowns as the offense. The only way they're going to win this game is if they score a couple of touchdowns on defense and special teams. But they lead the league in fewest points allowed, first team in history to have a losing record and allow the fewest points. I think since 1950, maybe. But their defense is good, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching them. We can't wait till they get on the field. Let me tell you what, it doesn't take long for them to get on the field.
Usually three plays and a punt, am I right? And or maybe a one play and a pick. Hey, John, who should we be worried about watching on that defensive front? Because Mac's not exactly the most mobile guy, and Brock won't play, so we're really trying to keep Mac upright.
Their defensive line's playing very well. Will Anderson Jr., Danielle Hunter, their ends are a load for anybody, especially Anderson. But they got a lot of tackles that are playing well, too. Sheldon Rankins, Tim Settle. D'Amico does a great job on defense. Now, he turned over the play calling this year, and it's the first time he'd done it. And the corners are good. The safeties are pretty good. They had some of the dumbest strategy I've ever seen for Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Derek Stingley Jr. should have got up on him and pressed him and covered him all over the field like he usually does. And Stingley told us they pulled him off that strategy the day before, and he covered him about, I think, I can't remember how many plays it was. And when he did, the rating was 46. But for some reason, they didn't have him on him full time. So, we haven't figured that one out because we've been so busy butchering the offense. We haven't really paid that much close attention to the defense because the defense has played well.
John McClain is with us, covers the NFL for years and years, 49th year in the business. John, because I know you cover way more than just the Texans, I'd love your perspective on what's happening at quarterback right now for the 49ers. And what do you think this means the rest of the league thinks about Mac Jones? And yes, he's under contract one more year after this, but how do you think that he and the Niners will handle this after the year based on what's taking place?
Well, you'll never hear Kyle Shanahan or Kubiak say and use the word controversy. Coaches never do, but when one guy's winning and the other guy was struggling when he was healthy and now he's hurt, you got a quarterback controversy. And I remember when Mac Jones came out of Alabama, and I watched Kyle Shanahan's big close friend, Chris Sims from the University of Texas, kept saying he was going to take back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So I put him as my mock draft first round pick. And then, of course, they trade up and get Trey Lance. And I'm like, oh, my God, how could Chris Sims have been wrong all those times? And now he's got him. You know why he wanted him. Who knows why he traded those picks to move up to get Trey Lance, probably the worst draft decision he's ever made. But, boy, Brock Purdy bailed him out. And now Mac Jones is bailing him out. Getting him a 2-year contract was brilliant. And they can't sign him to a new contract. They've got hamstrung on that. Somebody's going to, but tell you what, buyer beware. Now, there's just a few really good quarterback coaches, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Kevin O'Connell, although he's really being tested right now, Andy Reid. And I often wondered, like, Anthony Richardson, if he came there and sat on the bench a couple of years or goes to the Rams, how good could he be if he really got some good coaching? But it's a good problem to have. I know what's Max lost one game so far.
Yep.
Well, he's going to – I know with injuries and everything on defense, they're going to have to score some points, and it's going to be difficult, but it should be a fun game. And people ask me who I picked, and I picked the Niners 23-20.
Okay, 23-20. It's a road dog there. And, John, I'll go ahead and write that down as I make my picks a little bit later in the program. If the Niners were thinking in the offseason about maybe trading Mac Jones, what sort of – package do you think that he would command, knowing that he only has one more year and, you know, he's really thrived with Shanahan, and would he thrive elsewhere?
Yeah, I can't imagine. He's had a chance to thrive elsewhere. And considering the injuries that Purdy's had this year, I think, you know, they want to bounce back, be a Super Bowl contender again after the bad year. They're probably going to hit and hang on to him because you might need him. Again, I don't see them getting a lot for him because it's not like – maybe he'd end up being like Baker Mayfield. There's not many of them that are like that. But, boy, if he goes to some team that's got bad coaching or a bad head coach or an owner that's impatient, then, boy, he could be in a bad situation again. He's already been in two of those.
John, it's so fun to hear your voice. Before you go, one of our producers is asking the very – self-centered fantasy question of, if Nico Collins and Christian Kirk aren't out there, who's catching passes this weekend for the Houston Texans?
No, they don't miss Christian Kirk. He's been Christian hurt since he got here, and he's been hurt throughout his career, and he hadn't contributed a squat. So they had two rookies, the second-round pick, Jaden Higgins,
yep,
from Iowa State, and a third-round pick, Jalen Noll from Iowa State. So far, they have not used them correctly, and they're not going to have a choice now because they have to play those guys. Jalen Noll, who plays in the slot, is really good. A dangerous punt returner, and all of a sudden, Braxton Berrios gets healthy, and they put him as punt returner. First time he lets the ball go over his head, and it's down deep, and we're like, what the hell are they thinking? So they'll have those guys, and a third Iowa State receiver, Xavier Hutchinson, who had two touchdowns against the Ravens, didn't do squat against Seattle. And so those are three Iowa State guys are ones we'll be keeping a close eye on. And we all, I'm talking about fans, media, we want to see Noll and Higgins get more opportunities.
You know, Braxton Berrios, my daughter tells me, is married to quite a TikTok star. So maybe that had something to do with it, John.
Yeah, she is quite the sensation. You should check her out. Not that I have. I've heard about it.
It's a veteran right there.
Yeah, good move. John, thanks so much, man. It really is fun to catch up with you. Thanks for doing it.
Hey, Mark and Dan, thank you guys very much for having me.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.